The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we've been taking some of the mystery out of current teen slang.
Of course, it won't stay current for long, so next week these might have fallen out of favor. Yesterday we talked about the words basic, yeet, and dank. Today let's discuss a few new phrases like ship, for example. You had to explain that one to me.
Well, I knew about it because my daughter is all about shipping. No, it's not about boats or ordering from Amazon. It's about romantic relationships. Ship is either an abbreviation for relationship or one that you'd like to see happen, even if it might never happen. For example, when I was younger, I might have said, I ship Ross and Rachel.
Oh, yes, Ross and Rachel. Okay, next up, we've got GOAT, which is not about an animal that eats tin cans. It's an acronym for the greatest of all time. So if you were talking about great swimmers, you might say Michael Phelps is the GOAT. You may have first heard this acronym at the Summer Games in Rio.
Okay, next up, day one refers to a person who's been there since the beginning, through the good and the bad. So I might say to my daughter, I love that you and Crystal met in kindergarten and still hang out every Friday. And my daughter might say, yep, she's my day one.
Well, thanks to all our day ones out there who've been listening to Mamas on Magic for the last 5 years. We'll be back tomorrow to wrap up Teen Slang Week. In the meantime, we'd love for you to visit us online for relationship advice, recipes, great giveaways, and more. Find it at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.